Now, the popular lead singer it's John Popper. John, I've had you on the show many times. I used to be with the Mark and Brian radio program.
Of course I remember. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Really good, man. How are you?
Good. I got this book out.
Now, you've shed some weight, have you not?
Well, that was 15 years ago, but yeah.
Good for you, because you told me something that I've never forgotten it. You said, if you're eating, you know, that part of you that tells you you're full, stop? Mm-hmm. You told me that if you just keep eating, that
it
feeling
goes away.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, wow.
That's right.
That's not good.
Good memory.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Well, that's why you get the gastric bypass, because it puts in like a gag reflex that if you keep eating, then you throw up.
When you're
whether
done,
you want
you're done.
To or not.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't help it.
Well, never good. The book, Suck and Blow and Other Stories I'm Not Supposed to Tell. So yep. I'm imagining this book is just about your life in the world of music.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It's a harmonica reference and, any other double entendres are completely for the reader to discern.
Now, I was reading here on your one sheet. Now, I watched the movie Whiplash, and apparently your entire career began when you did a harmonica solo in front of your band teacher, which happens to be the same teacher whose life was fictionalized in the film Whiplash.
No way.
Yes, he was not as mean as J.K. Simmons, but also, to be fair, the band wasn't as good as the band in the movie.
So I didn't even realize that that was a based on a real guy.
Well, it's based on him and then some stories that he'd heard from, like, Buddy Rich stories. You know, I've never seen our teacher slap anybody. He'd throw a cymbal once in a while, but he never slapped anybody. And he would be a little goofier. Like, he would get on the drums and try and play the part himself.
But did he share the philosophy that the worst thing you could say to someone is good job?
Well, maybe a little bit. There is something to that. Like, I don't think he was going to, like, lie to you if it was a good job and it wasn't. But I think he also based a good job on how you've improved from where you started. And not, like, good, like, this has to be professional quality. You know, I mean, he knew he was dealing with kids.
Right.
That's the thing. Again, it was a high school band, not a college band. So there's probably a different level of quality that, you know, he was forced to deal with. I always wonder what music teachers are thinking when they, like, teach music, because you hear people just massacre music. You're supposed to love music. And these kids come in like, la, 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 la. You know, like, it's got to be horrible.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with John Popper of Blues Traveler. He's got a new book called Suck and Blow, The Other Stories I'm Not Supposed to Tell.
Yeah, and Other Stories I'm Not Supposed to Tell, because that way my friends will have to buy it.
So now, John, I mean, I always tell people, if there's something in your life you're unhappy about, change it. You did that.
Good.
I mean,
philosophy.
you were a heavy man, and you made that change, and you've kept it off. Tell us how you did that.
I don't think I would have done it without my friends who, you know, we'd lost our bass player then. And so my guitar player and his wife had found this operation. And, you know, I think I wouldn't have done that without a whole bunch of friends of mine confronting me and making me, you know, try this. And then my attitude was, sure, I'll try it. I'll try anything. I don't want to die, but I didn't think it would work. So I think if it was on my own, I don't think I would have had the stones to really try it. I don't think I would have believed it. And when it did work, then I was like, oh, my God, I wasn't expecting it to work. Now I have to deal with all the emotional stuff that comes with that.
Explain, you know, like, that.
When you're rejected and you're obese, you can always blame it on being obese. But when you're not obese, when you look relatively like a normal person and you're rejected, it's because of you. And I think most people get that in their teens. You know, that's what learning how to date somebody is. You get rejected, you reject people, and kids are sort of callous, but they're also durable. You know, they get crushes and they get their heart broken. For me, I was learning that in my 30s.
You know,
I managed to hide myself fairly well.
Wow. Well, this seems like such a Stars They're Just Like Us moment, because you think, well, John Popper's impervious to this. He's John freaking Popper.
I never felt like a star.
Hey, if you ever want to get back to the feeling of rejection, become an actor.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, you'll get that. all day long. So there is a signing Monday, April the 11th, 7 p.m. Book Soup. I'm always promoting Book Soup.
It's an awesome place.
Is it? Is it as big as a Barnes & Noble?
No, it's big, though. It's like an old institution of L.A., this great bookstore where a lot of famous people come and do readings and signings. It's awesome.
Very cool.
When you say old institution, I just can't help but think mental institution.
A little bit of that, but it's a great place.
So, John, I want to go back.
Ignore the bars on the windows.
Yes.
You very interestingly talked about losing weight like you did comes mm-hmm. with baggage, and you just explained it. Have you gotten on the other side of that?
More. I think people will always be insecure and always have issues, and the older you get, the more you deal with them. But, I'm married now, and I have a kid, and... That's at least I've got somebody to share my crap with.
Yeah. You know? Listen, I've been married 34 years. If it weren't for Linda there to listen to my garbage, I don't think I'd be here. I'd call Mikey.
Yeah, and you know what? And she needs you to deal with her garbage. It's a mutual, like, you're there to support each other's garbage. It's not 50-50. It's like 90-10 one way on Monday. Mm. And it goes the other way on Tuesday. And, you just got to kind of know when to hang onto the wheel.
Johnny, listen, I know that right now you're talking book, but when you are out and about musically, I want you to come up here and blow that harmonica for me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
This is John Popper from Blues Traveler. He has written a brand new book. It is called Suck and Blow and Other Stories I'm Not Supposed to Tell. Everybody go down and see John. He is at Book Soup, 8818 Sunset Boulevard, Monday, this coming Monday, right the 11th, this coming Monday, 7 p.m. John, so cool to catch up.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Talk to you soon.
I'll see you when I'm at the... Yeah, you got it.